Beacon Hill leaders say they'll file a budget plan for the current fiscal year later this morning. Joining me now is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. He's been keeping tabs on lawmakers as they approach their summer break. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So do we know the details of this budget compromise just yet?
No, we don't. Budget negotiators say the final version of their budget will be filed and made public this morning, pretty soon. But right now, it's under wraps.
Any speculation on whether it will be much different from the versions that the House and Senate already passed earlier this spring?
It depends. It could be much different, actually. The big thing with this budget is that the revenue projections, basically the numbers that come into the state as far as taxes, are kind of dropping. That means that we just may not have as much money throughout this fiscal year as we thought we were going to spend. And that could mean a couple $100 million, maybe as much as $500 million, could be cut from that expected $40 billion budget. So that's, you know, $500 million less in services. And there could be some unhappy state agencies or funding recipients at the end of the day.
This budget compromise between the House and Senate was a little bit of a surprise last night because House Speaker Robert DeLeo and Senate President Stan Rosenberg have been a little bit combative this week. So did that tension yield the result?
Yeah, well, the legislature really has two tense negotiations going on right now, the budget, which is pretty much done, and marijuana taxation and regulation. So Wednesday, DeLeo claimed that the marijuana issues were interfering with the budget negotiations. And so he suspended the marijuana talks until the budget got done. He kind of had his people walk away from the bargaining table. Senate President Stan Rosenberg denied that the two issues were interfering with each other. And he had some choice words for the House members. He said that in the Senate, they can walk and chew gum at the same time. And he invited the House to join them, which is about as heated as it gets publicly between Rosenberg and DeLeo. But that said, the budget is done. And so it's now on to marijuana.
Before we get to the marijuana question, what's next for the budget debate itself?
Well, assuming the legislature passes it today, and again, members haven't seen the final version yet. They'll get that when it gets filed this morning and probably pass it later on today. They'll have a few hours to read it, maybe. We're still one of only a handful of states without a budget this late in the fiscal year. There's a temporary budget in place that's keeping that. But yeah, there's a lot of urgency on this budget question.
And the governor aired some frustration with the slow pace of lawmakers this week.
They need to get something to our desk so that we can review it and respond accordingly and get going.
So after Baker takes his 10 days to analyze the budget given to him by the legislature, what happens after that?
He'll take his red pen to it and he'll veto out a lot of what he considers earmark spending. That's funding that's kind of too specific to certain lawmakers or only benefits some districts. Those earmarks are, of course, you know, the legislators' bread and butter back home. So the Democratic supermajority will probably just, you know, vote to override most of his veto cuts and put that spending back in. At that point, we'll have a pretty solid budget that's in place for a few months, and then they'll revisit it down the road and kind of adjust it for unanticipated costs or overspending or anything like that.
Okay, so now on to marijuana regulation. The final thing lawmakers vowed to get done before the summer break as well. Where do negotiations stand on this issue?
They don't stand. They're still suspended from the other day when the House kind of ended the talks at the table. But they're likely to come back over this weekend. Chairman Mark Cusack from Braintree, he agreed with DeLeo that they needed to suspend those talks in order to put some urgency behind the budget. And again, that seems to have worked because this morning we have a deal.
And here's a quick clip of Cusack talking to reporters yesterday, and it gets across the tone that lawmakers have when negotiations get a little heated.
It's up to the Senate if they're serious. There needs to be some urgency to get the budget done.
And marijuana is not the only tax that Beacon Hill is looking to change. There's an effort to modernize the alcohol industry as well, right?
Yeah, Treasurer Deborah Goldberg has a task force in place, and they've been soliciting public comment, and I think they're meeting throughout the next month and into the fall to kind of take a look at all the different angles of alcohol regulation. You know, a lot of these laws have been on the books for a long time, and the alcohol industry is much different from what it was when they were put down. You know, licensing is a big topic, being able to get a, you know, beer and wine versus a full liquor license, and how municipalities deal with those can be a bit archaic. The economy is very different now. We have new breweries, small, medium, large, who are kind of small businesses that are thriving in the Commonwealth, and they want to see things be a little easier as far as regulations on them. And then the other angle is public safety. A lot of people want to raise the tax on alcohol to kind of suppress consumption a little bit. They say it's a health risk. They say it leads to all sorts of terrible things, and it's taxed a lot lower than, say, cigarettes or how, you know, marijuana is going to be taxed when that becomes legal.
And that's WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Thanks for checking in with us, Mike. Have a great weekend.
You too.